This is VOA News via remote. I'm with Calvin. Confrontations between the authorities and demonstrators protesting against last week's coup in Myanmar have boiled over. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police fire a water cannon at a large crowd of peaceful protesters in Myanmar's capital. Non-violent protests demanding the release of detained leader Suu Kyi and the restoration of her government have spread all over the country, with awareness of them growing after the authorities on Sunday lifted a brief ban on internet access. But there have been no signs that either protesters or the military are backing down in their argument over who is the country's legitimate government, the National League for Democracy Party, or the military, who claim a recent poll was marred by voting fraud. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse announced police had foiled a coup attempt Sunday, making more than 20 arrests. Haitians woke Sunday to gunfire in areas near the National Palace, and a high police presence was seen by VOA Creole reporters on the scene. At midday, the president surprised the nation by going live on Facebook to announce the foiled coup attempt and the arrests. Moïse has said he will serve another year because he was sworn in 2017 for a 5-year term. But the nation's opposition party says the president's term should have ended Sunday, February 7th, the date set by the Constitution when elected presidents are sworn into office. Moïse failed to hold elections in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic and a climate of insecurity. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News.